4:48 right now on DEV. Let's go out to the phone line. Bring on our guy Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber, Vermont's and upstate New York's most complete locally owned home center locations in Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Rouse's Point, New York, and at Swanton Lumber. They're online at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, happy Monday. How are you?
Happy Monday. I'm doing okay. A lot better than a lot of people. Of course, I live on top of a hill, so if I flood, a lot of other people are in big, big trouble.
But, yeah, certainly.
A lot of people fighting water today.
Yeah, certainly a lot of water. We're reporting on all of it, a lot of road closures, a lot of event closures. For people who have not been so fortunate, they're going to need help getting water out of their home, out of their basement. You have tools and solutions for such issues.
Absolutely. I should have just put a Lazy Boy over in the plumbing aisle today. That's where I live most of the day, helping people with sump pumps and water damage in their basement and everything like that. And one of the key questions that always came up was, you know, what size sump pump and what style do I need for my house? And there's a couple different options. If it's something that you're going to sit there and monitor, you can get a sump pump that doesn't have an automatic switch on it. If it's something that you're going to leave there permanently, if you get water in your basement a lot, I always recommend that you get one that has a float switch. So when enough water builds up in the basement, it'll kick it on. It'll automatically pump it out until that switch falls down, meaning that the water is all done, and it'll automatically shut itself off.
For the people who know absolutely nothing like what you're talking about, that would be me. I presume they can go into a Sticks and Stuff store, find someone like yourself who can help kind of take them through the process of how to use this thing.
Absolutely. I actually drew out a whole diagram for a lady that came in today explaining kind of the pluses and the minuses of different installations. And another thing that I always recommend with sump pumps is that you get a check valve or a backflow preventer that you can screw it into the pump. That's going to prolong the life of the pump, because if you're obviously pumping it out of your basement, the water, it's elevating it to get it outside. And if it does have an automatic switch, sometimes when the switch kicks off, any water that's left in that hose or that line, if you choose to hard pipe it with like a PVC, can go back down into the sump and then kick the pump back on and just keep cycling back and forth. So if you have a backflow preventer, it'll keep the water from going back down into the sump where the pump was and keep the pump from burning up and overheating.
Some of you might be in need of this as early as tomorrow. So Sticks and Stuff locations, again, Enosburg, Derby, Middlesex, St. Albans, Rouse's Point, New York, Swanton Lumber. And you can learn more online as well at sticksandstuff.com. Kyle, as we get towards the holidays here, again, some last-minute stocking stuffers are always available at Sticks and Stuff as well.
Absolutely, yeah. We keep a lot of cool little trinkets around. You know, flashlights, hand warmers, gloves are always a good one. And, of course, you know, gift cards and perfect for everyone, because they can just come in and poke around and take their time and choose something that's right for them.
Hey, Kyle, it's going to be next Monday is going to be Christmas Day. We're going to be off. The Monday after that is going to be New Year's Day, so we're going to be off again. So we won't be speaking here for multiple weeks. Do you want to give me the hour rundown here on what you are like on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day, so people know?
Yeah, so Christmas Eve is business as usual. The stores are all closed on Christmas Day. That's pretty much the only thing that changes, closed Christmas Day. Other than that, it's business as usual.
All right, there you go. Kyle, much appreciated. Be well. Have a safe and happy holiday, and we'll catch up in the new year.
All right, everybody, be safe, and don't drive through those flooded roads.
Absolutely. There goes Kyle over at Sticks and Stuff in Swanton Lumber.